Welcome back to His Time. I'm Pastor Craig D'Onofrio, filling in for Andy Bates as he's off to a conference. But in the meantime, we're really blessed to have with us Tim Hetzner, president of Lutheran Church Charities. And today we're talking about disasters and comfort dogs and all sorts of good stuff. Welcome to the program, Tim.
Good morning, Craig. How are you?
Really great. How's everything at Lutheran Church Charities?
Well, there's no shortage of crises and disasters, but we're doing great.
I don't know if it's just the news cycle or what it is these days, but it seems like there's just a lot more going on in the world of disasters. Is that the case, or is it just that we're becoming more aware?
Well, I think the world has always been kind of screwed up.
But yeah.
That's our mission field, and that's the beauty of the worse things get in the world, the greater the opportunity to share that mercy and compassion of Christ. And so we keep busy at that, and we keep busy going out with folks. So and being out there when there's shootings and suicides and disasters. So it keeps us busy.
It's
rewarding because you know, in the midst of any of the crisis or disasters, I mean, people have their own personal crisis and disasters. There's only really one message that makes sense and one message that can help people, and that's the saving message of Jesus Christ, and that there's hope in Him and there's an eternity with Him. And, you know, we're not going to straighten out this world, but we can give people hope in a different world, in a different kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Tell us, what is LCC Lutheran Church Charities?
Well, Lutheran Church Charities is a RSO, Recognized Service Organization, of the LCMS. So we're not Pan-Lutheran, we're Missouri Synod. And we work in partnership nationally and internationally with our churches to help promote mercy and compassion ministry through our churches. We always work through one of our churches out into communities and helping them to reach out, get outside of their buildings, and to touch lives with that mercy, compassion, presence, and proclamation of Jesus Christ.
How long has LCC been around?
Well, LCC actually started back in 1946. I have been here for 13 years. When it started, it was just Northern Illinois District, and it was really an agency at that time to collect money to hand out to the other agencies. That changed over years before I came, and where agencies had their own development people and so forth. So when I came 13 years ago to LCC, my heart was in parish ministry. I'd been in parish ministry in 25 years. And so when they called me as president, and there was only one, it was really an operation of 1.5 people. And I said, you know, what's needed out there is helping churches who are on the front line, helping churches get out into their community and touch lives. And so the direction of LCC changed at that time. And we went from a Northern Illinois district to working across the board synodically through our churches with disasters. And then back in 2008, we started the Comfort Dog Ministry, which actually grew out of one of the disasters, Katrina. But we started the Comfort Dog Ministry, and that just took off because it was one of the most effective ways of helping churches get out in their community and get into places and touch lives. The dogs are that bridge. And then just recently we started our Care 9 Ministry, which is with we replace dogs with veterans for the sole purpose of serving veterans. So that's a growing ministry, too, that we just started and are partnering with the LCMS on.
You know, those comfort dogs have gotten a lot of attention in the media the last couple of years. And they're really, really wonderful, wonderful pets or animals. All golden retrievers, is that right?
We use all golden retrievers.
Why the golden retriever?
Well, golden retrievers by nature are lovers. They they're a good dog, and they're a friendly dog, and they're a likable dog with most people. And so we stay with one breed of dog because it's easier for us that way, and they're a smart dog.
Mm.
So we start training dogs when they're about 8 weeks old.
I used to have a chocolate Labrador, and a guy told me who was really into bird hunting and mm-hmm. you know, loved his retrievers and everything. He said, you know, the Labrador will give you love in order to work, and the Golden Retriever will work in order to give you love. And I thought that was a really, really good contrast there.
Yeah.
So the comfort dogs, you know, they're amazing because they're just very docile. They just kind of lay there, and people start touching them, and there's some sort of healing and release that occurs there. Do you know what's behind all of that?
Well, you know, I think dogs have a sixth sense, at least Golden Retrievers do, of when somebody's hurting. And, you know, they're trained to lay there. They're trained to, you know, not jump up or bark or any of that stuff. That's why we spent a year training them to be that way, to have that temperament, particularly when they're vested. And so when people pet a dog, because dogs show unconditional love, they're confidential. They don't get into theological arguments. They're there to love on you. And when people pet the dog, many times they talk to the dog before talking to the handler.
Mm.
And because dogs are safe, and so the dogs become that bridge for people. And when you pet a dog, your blood pressure goes down. You relax, and when you relax, you're able to talk about whatever has been going on in your life, whether it's a crisis or a disaster, whatever. And a key part of any healing is to be able to talk about it.
Mm.
And of course, our handlers are trained to be listeners. If people wish to pray with them. But it's not just petting the dog, because each of our dogs have their own business card. And they have a Bible verse on their business card, and that's unique to that dog. And they have their own Facebook, Twitter, and email account. And so we encourage people to stay in touch with the dog. And so that extends the ministry from when somebody touches the dog and pets the dog, that we carry on a relationship with them if they wish to. And they'll many times email and ask questions that really they kind of treat the dog like a counselor. And so we humans have to respond for the dog back to the people. With them, but it's a way to extend the contact of somebody touching the dog.
I'm curious, you said they have their own Facebook and Twitter accounts and everything.
Yep.
Do you know by chance which dog has the most friends on Facebook?
You know, back a little bit was a dog named Isaiah. It's now down in Portage, Indiana. But Isaiah we took as a puppy out to Newtown. You know, it was the first time that we actually put a Facebook page up for one of our dogs before they were placed. But since we were going out to Newtown, we put a Facebook page up. And Isaiah had, like, you know, 6,000 likes before we even made it out to Newtown with her. And, of course, being out there was just so... He was actually one of our most popular dogs. And I believe that's still the case. Luther may be very close to that. And some of others, but they all have, like, we have about the total reach of all of our dogs. We've got roughly around 90 dogs right now. The total reach is about 5.5 million people through all their Facebook pages.
Wow! And those who handle the dogs, are they family pets or how does that work?
No, all of our dogs, and this is kind of what's unique about us from other groups like Therapy Dogs International.
Mm-hmm.
All of our dogs are either owned by LCC or by the church or school, or we have one dog at a university at Concordia, Wisconsin. They're all owned by the ministry and not by an individual. Before we place a dog in a church or school or university, they have to submit a ministry plan of what they plan to do with the dog, and it has to have outreach on it. So we're not placing dogs as church pets. They're working dogs, and they must be used as that to do outreach and mercy and compassion ministry. We then they have to identify two caregivers, two different homes, primary and secondary, where the dog will be. Where it goes at night, where it can relax, take the vest off, play ball, you know, get brushed out, eat, do all that kind of stuff. Then the secondary is in case the primary is out of town or on vacation or just, you know, they pass the dog back and forth. And then we train six, generally to start out with, we train six handlers for the dog. And our dogs are trained to work with multiple handlers. That's the other unique thing about the training with our dogs, because not all dogs can work with multiple people.
Mm.
So we train ours to work with multiple people. Then we train the handlers. We have a three-day extensive training with all of our handlers so that the dog can go out every day. And then there's a person at each one of these places that take care of the schedule of the dog, because they get invited out to all kinds of community events, nursing homes, hospitals, family visits, funerals, and now, of course, veterans events that we're having our dogs go out to. So they're busy.
We need to take a break right about here, Tim, but stay put. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Okay.
You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Finding just the right partner is a blessing when it comes to achieving God's plans. Hi, I'm Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Before taking this position, I worked with LCEF in my home congregation. It was a joy to find a true Lutheran partner that understood our unique needs as we built a school and welcomed new families into our church and community. I hope you experience that joy too. Visit lcef.org to find out how your ministry can become empowered in its kingdom work.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
What does faithful family life look like in a Lutheran worldview? Hi, I'm Eddie Bates, host of Faith and Family. Each day, we discuss different aspects of faithful family life with experts and everyday people. We discuss parenting, aging, work, school, relationships, vocation, and more. Join me weekdays at 10 a.m. for Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. Underwritten by Concordia University, Wisconsin.
Facebook is one of the biggest social media instruments for checking out what is going on with Worldwide KFUO. On our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFUO radio, you'll see us posting pictures, online videos, show information, as well as reviews and previews of events at KFUO. Worldwide KFUO, we are where you are, on Facebook at facebook.com/KFUO radio. The worldwide leader of confessional Lutheranism, Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm Pastor Craig D'Onofrio, sitting in for Andy Bates, who's off at a workers' conference, church workers' conference, not just workers. And you know, KFUO is celebrating our 90th anniversary this year, and so we're celebrating 90 years and 90 days. This is an amazing thing, as we are the oldest Christian broadcasting station in the country, perhaps the world, and we're still going strong. And during this 90-day event, it's a great time to support the work of Worldwide KFUO. You can contact Mary or Joni if you visit our website at kfuo.org. You can look them up. Also, be sure to follow us on Facebook, and that's at facebook.com/KFUO radio. We're listener-supported. We rely on your support. And we also have some really cool T-shirts available, so check that out on the webpage and support KFUO. Thank you for your listening and your continued support. We are talking with Tim Hetzner, who's the president of Lutheran Church Charities, and we were talking about the comfort dogs when we left off, Tim. And I'm trying to understand, as the comfort dogs are assigned to various ministries, who takes care of the comfort dogs in that context?
Well, the comfort dogs are taken care of. They're groomed and all that with their there's a primary and secondary caregiver, and that's where the dogs go at night. So they They make sure the dog regularly sees the vet and the groomer and gets its exercise and gets brushed out every day. And, you know, they play ball with them. And the dog can be a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're golden retrievers, and so they love to retrieve when they're not wearing their vest. So, yeah, they service the dog, and then the dog gets picked up in the morning, and it goes to work, generally, which is at the church or the school. And then from there goes out into the community.
What's the average work day for a comfort dog like?
Well, it depends on each location has their own schedules. But generally, every week, our comfort dogs go out to hospitals, nursing homes, shut-ins. They'll visit a family that, you know, may have lost a loved one or be at a funeral. They go out to VA events, anything that's going on into the community. Community groups many times will have the comfort dog come in to share with the group. And then, of course, when there is a crisis or a disaster, like just recently we were out in Washington State out there with the shootings.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we send out an email to all of our handlers that have dogs and see who can deploy out. And then we come in with by invitation. We never go any place where we're not invited in. And by invitation, we come in and we work through our local church there. And go out into the community and work with the people that have been affected by the crisis. Out in Marysville, Washington, we were working out there at Messiah Lutheran Church and did some events out there and with the pastor out there and some of the district and Senate people. Ross Johnson from LCMS came out the one night. There was a gathering of all the people from the community at the church, just helping them to heal from the shootings. We never charge those we serve, so we rely solely on donors that help cover our travel expenses. But we'll never charge those we serve because that's putting a price tag on the gospel. So we don't do that. We come in there purely to serve people and be there for people and to help people through a time of crisis. Like in Newtown, we still have dogs every day. In Sandy Hook Elementary School.
Hmm.
We had dogs in the first day they opened up, and they've asked us to stay, and so we have two dogs permanently placed out there.
Wow.
And they service that school and that community on a daily basis.
I'm curious, how can a dog proclaim the gospel?
Well, the dog doesn't. The dog is the bridge in touching the person and relaxing the person and connecting with the person. The proclamation of the gospel comes with the handler or the support people that are many times with the handler. We many times send out two people, one handler, a dog, and another person to just talk with people and to pray with people and to find out if there's any needs that they have, and then to see about meeting those needs and being there and bringing that presence of Christ. It's very much a ministry of presence there. And the dog is the bridge. You know, dogs are, we initially got asked, how can a dog do ministry? Well, you know, the dogs are part of God's creation. And Scripture tells us that God's creation is to bring glory to God. Well, dogs are part of that. They can bring glory to God. They're the connecting force that can point towards God. And, of course, the handler, you know, they're trained to pray with people, listen to people, and share with people the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Because at the end of the day, that's what's important. And we always talk about, you know, that the dogs are there to help angels sing in heaven, because every time somebody, you know, comes to know Jesus Christ, and they come to know Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit and through the Word, and the Word comes by speaking it and being there and touching people.
You've talked about how the dogs have been called out from Washington to Connecticut,
mm-hmm.
and I'm curious, do you know the total number of times that the dogs have been called out to various disasters?
Oh, gosh.
These sorts of things?
Hundreds. You know, since Newtown, there have been 75 school shootings.
Wow.
Now, we have not been invited into every one of them, but we have, we keep busy on a daily basis. You know, our dogs generally, our internal dogs here at Lutheran Church Charities, they generally have 2 to 3 events a day that they're out in, just out in into the community. Our dogs that are in the churches that we place them have full schedules. Some of it's regular stuff that they do each week, and others is by invitation into groups or into families. You know, somebody, we get calls all the time of somebody saying, you know, my husband is ill, and they're bringing in hospice. He would really like a visit from a comfort dog. So we come in with a comfort dog to spend time with the family, and then also to pray with the family.
Hmm. You mentioned at the top of the program something about canine dogs. What's the difference between a comfort dog and a canine dog, and what does a canine dog do?
Well, the training of the dog is basically the same. We have a few different commands for the canine, but the canine dogs are specifically to work with military veterans and their families. Because of the large number and need we saw with military and veterans, and knowing that the suicide rate amongst veterans is 22 a day in the United States, that there's a tremendous need out there. And we also knew that for veterans to open up, it needs to be another veteran that they'll open up to. Many veterans will not share what's going on. And so they suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, from moral dilemma, you know, from being in battle and all the things that they saw or being part of that. So there's a tremendous mission field out there in working with veterans and their families. And so we go out to the Yellow Ribbon weekends that each of the branches of the service have, bring dogs into that. So because of the great need, we decided to do an intentional effort just in reaching our veterans. And I got to tell you, this is where a great partnership in what it means to be Synod develops, because the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod started the military chaplains program. And next to the Southern Baptists right now have the most military chaplains of any denomination.
Mm.
And so the LCMS is very well positioned in working with military and their families and veterans by nature of our structure and all the different military chaplains that we have out there. So it's been a real joy working with the LCMS on that. In fact, I had Pastor Craig Mueller in the office the other day, the new LCMS ministry to the Armed Forces band that started back September 1. Wonderful man. And I've got Pastor Michael Marino coming in actually next week, Monday, because he works with the military chaplains here in the States and helps congregation be Barnabas congregations, military friendly.
Right.
And so we're partnering with the LCMS in working with churches to intentionally reach out and go out to serve our veteran population. We call them canine dogs, A-A-R-E-9, military dogs. So, and then with actually the pups in training, we call them recruits. And we got a couple commands that are military commands. And each of our military dogs are named after a dog that lost its life in service.
Oh, wow.
So that's an icebreaker also in talking to veterans. They have camouflage vests on. And so there's a lot of military things that we do with that and target specifically military families. And that's a, that's a full-time thing right there in serving so many of our veterans that have not always been treated well when they have come back and deal with many issues, suicide being one of them, but finding jobs and just reengaging back into society.
Today being Veterans Day and all, I think that this is a very, very worthwhile thing to talk about, as we do have so many who come back and they suffer emotionally from what they've experienced, what they've seen, just the high stress situations that people are in just being there, even if they haven't seen action. People come back seriously scarred from all of this. And what a blessing it is that we have these dogs who can minister to these people in such a wonderful way with just that ministry of presence, as you mentioned, just being there. I know as a pastor, I look at the comfort dogs and I say, man, I could learn a lot from these dogs. Just sit there and shut up.
Well, you know, and I think... I think God has given humans that same ability, only it's been sin that has dulled that ability to be able to sense in other people that they're hurting. We train our people to look in the eyes of people. You know, you can ask somebody how they're doing and they can give you a pat answer. Oh, I'm fine. But, you know, the eyes don't lie. When you look into the eyes of somebody, you know, those are kind of the windows to the soul. And you can tell if they're hurting by their eyes.
Yeah. Real quick, we're out of time. How can people find out more about LCC?
They can go to our website, lutheranchurchcharities.org, or call 866-455-6466, toll-free. And if you need a visit with one of our comfort dogs or multiple dogs, go to our website. You can fill out, request a site visit, and we'll honor that.
Very good.
If you'll keep up the great work, I got to say, what a great job you guys are doing.
Thanks,
you,
Tim.
For the service you're doing for the church.
Thanks so much for being with us, Tim. Stay tuned as we continue our broadcast day on Worldwide KFUO. We'll be back with a Bible study on the other side of the break.